This week's three podcasts will all focus on the theme of the precious Word of God, the Bible. Paul writes these words to Timothy. I give you this charge. Preach the Word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Preach the word, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. In my lifetime, our culture's relationship to the Word of God, I think, has changed massively. I remember when I was really young and Billy Graham came to town, great American evangelist, and he was interviewed on A Current Affair or something like that. And every answer he gave began with, "The Bible says." And that was acceptable in our culture back then. Today, well, the Bible's not held in nearly as high a position. What has changed? Not the Bible, but our culture has drifted even further away from God. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. That's not to say the bulk of people heard and obeyed the Word of God before, but it was seen as authoritative. Today, however, God's people, those who love God's Word, live in a world that does not. May I urge you, do not fall into the world's way of thinking. The Word of God is so precious. The Almighty Creator and Redeemer has chosen to reveal Himself to us, to speak to us in many and varied ways, and ultimately through His Son. And these things are written that we might know Him and that we might have life in His name. Just before the words I read out at the start, Paul writes this to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Brothers and sisters, what a precious gift we have. Cherish it. Love it. Fill your hearts with it. For it will save your life. It will guard your heart. It will show you the way of righteousness.